Dada Bacham Parak is Bayes Mishnah Gimel. Oros Kachin Kalum Lebalam. The Oros Kachin Kachim Lekoin. The Oros from Korbanas that are Kachim Kalim, such as Shlomim, would go to the Balam, the one who bought the Korban. While the Oros from Kachin Kachim, Olos, Chatos, and Hashamos, would go to the Koinim. They would split up the ore among themselves. As the Pasuk says, Mefurish, by an Ola that the Koinim take the ore. As the Pasuk says, Or Ha Ola, Shehikrib La Koin, Lo Yiyah. And Chazal learned out from the following Kal v'chomer that who are them by other kachi kachim, the Kohanim would take the ore. Kal v'chomer, ma'am ola shalo zachu b'bsar, zachu ba'ora. Kachi kachim shalo zachu b'bsar, enu din she yizku ba'ora. The Kal v'chomer is, if by ola where the Kohanim do not have a chelik in the basar, as the korban is entirely consumed on the mizbech, yet the Kohanim take the ore. Well, certainly by other kachi kachim, in which the Kohanim have a chelik in the basar, that they should also have a chelek in the ore. Now, even though with the same Kal v'chomer, we could grant the corn and the ore from Kachin Kalim also, as by Kachin Kalim also the corn have a chelek in the basar, yet the Mishnah says that the corn do not take the ore goes to the bottom. Mefarshim explained that since the Pasuk says only by Ola that the corn take a chelek in the ore, the Pasuk is coming to be mamayed and to exclude Kachin Kalim that the corn would not take a chelek in the ore, but by other kachi kachim, such as chatos and hashamos, the kohanim would take a chelik in the ore from this Kal v'chomer. Ein mizbeach yochiach she'ein lo or mikol makom. The mizbeach cannot be a disproof of this Kal v'chomer. Meaning to say that the mizbeach sometimes takes the basar of the korban without taking the ore. For example, by an ola, even though the basar is put on the mizbeach, but the ore is not put on the mizbeach. So just like the mizbeach takes the basar without the ore, so maybe the kohanim also by kachi kachim other than an ola would take the basar and not the ore. The Mishnah tells us this is not a disproof of the Kal v'chomer, as the mizbeach never gets the ore. So since the mizbeach never gets an ore, as the ore is never put on the mizbeach to be consumed, so you cannot learn out from the mizbeach that by other kachi kachim the corn would take the basar and not the ore. So therefore, from this Kal v'chomer, we learn by all kachi kachim the corn do have a chelek in the ore of the korban. In other words, say on the corn, all kachim in which there was a psul that happened to the korban before the hefshit of the ore, before the ore was stripped from the behemoth. In such a case, the korban would not be zocha in the ore. The korban would only get the ore from kachi kachim if there was no psul until the hefshit of the ore, la'achar hefshita, or say on the corn. But if the psul of the korban only happened after the hefshit of the ore from the behemoth, in such a case, the korban would be zocha in the ore, even though the korban became pasul and had to be burnt, since the psul only happened after the hefshit, the korban would take the ore from the kachi kachim. Amar Rabbi Chaninus kana korban, miyamai lo re'it the ore yoytzei lebeis hasreifu. Rabbi Chaninus kana korban said, in all my days that I did avodah in the Beis HaMikdash, as he was the skan korban gadol in Bayis Sheni, I never saw an ore from behemoth, which was found to be a treifa, go out to be burnt together with the korban. Meaning to say that even though after the hefshit of the ore they found that this korban was a treifa, so therefore it was necessarily possible even before the hefshit, as that which the behemoth became a treifa was of course already before the hefshit, it was only found after the hefshit though. In such a case, the ore would not be burnt, instead the korban would get the ore. Even though we said any time there's a psul before the hefshit, the kohanim do not take the ore, but since the psul was only found after the hefshit, the kohanim would take the ore. Amar Rabbi Akiva midvar v'lemanu. Rabbi Akiva said from the word of Rabbi Chaninus kana kohanim we could learn. Sha'amachshit as a b'chor v'nimsa treifa. She'yosu ha'kohanim ba'oro. That a b'chor, that the hide was stripped from the animal, and it was found to be a treifa, even so the kohanim would benefit from the ore, even though the psul was there before the hashit, since it was only found after the hashit, the kohanim would take the ore. Now, Rabbi Kiva is being most of here, a b'chor which is a baal mum, that the din is a b'chor baal mum is shechted outside of the Beit HaMikdash, and is mutter only ba'achila and to benefit from the ore. And if the behemoth died before it was shechted in such a case, it would have to be burnt. You cannot benefit from the behemoth at all. So therefore, Rabbi Kiva is telling us a chiddush. Even though before there was found the treifa, therefore it was not shechted behechsher. So you would think, since a b'chor baal mum that died without shechita is asur b'hanah, so therefore the word also, the Kohen cannot benefit from it. So Rabbi Akiva tells us, since the psul and the korban mum was found only after the hefshet, even though the basar is also bana, but the Kohen could benefit from the or. The Chachamim Maimrim ain lo re'inu raya el yotze lebeis asrefa. The Chachamim retort to Rabbi Chanina's Tana Kohen. The fact that you never saw an or from a korban which became a trefa being burnt along with the korban is no proof that the halacha would be in such a case that the Kohen would take the or. Instead, the halacha would be that the or would be burnt along with the rest of the korban. As since the psul was there before the hefshet, even though it was only found to be a treif after the hefshet, the Kohanim do not have a right to take the or. And the fact that Chanina's Tana Kohanim never saw the or being burnt in an animal that was found to be a treif is no raya. That the din is that the Kohanim would take the or, as maybe such a case never happened where Rabbi Chanina's Tana Kohanim was doing avodah in the Beis HaMikdash, but the truth is that if it would have happened, they would have burnt the or along with the korban.